The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.
November, and you'll show up again next summer, yeah. My gold medal name is Prada. Picture like a good girl, sick of the drama. You're a troublemaker, but damn girl, it's like I love the trouble, and I can't even explain why.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for joining me tonight here on Off Limits. If you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. I'm happy to take your call. Brain Purge tonight, just talking about whatever's on my mind. So it's just random topics. So if you want to call in, once again, 323-843-6160. Excuse me. So if you want to call in, feel free. So until then, until someone's called in or someone wants to put a topic in the chat room, or until I have something to talk about in a minute. This is an impromptu show. I didn't really plan it. So I'm going to talk about a few things in a minute, but give me just a minute to get myself together. Going to play one more song, come back and talk. Okay, I'll be right back. feeling sort of just blah today, sort of, I don't know. You ever have this day where you're just like, blah, this is one of those days for me. Did not want to get out of bed today. I did not want to get up. I didn't want to do anything. Fortunately, I didn't have meetings, didn't have anything planned today. I didn't even have anything to work on today, really, that I had to work on today anyway. So I was fortunate to not have to go anywhere or do anything, but I certainly have been in a blah mood today and yesterday, and don't really know why. No real reason, just sort of melancholy and blue. Does anybody ever get like that besides me? For no apparent reason. I think everybody does occasionally. I don't know. It's really strange. Maybe I'm depressive or something. I probably need to be on vacation. Sometimes I feel... Excuse me, I just ate before that. I always do that. It's so stupid. Right before I have a show, because typically by the time I have a show, like I, you know, if you listen to my show, I am, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, right? Usually I have my show around 2 o'clock, 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. And by the time I have my show, I have it in like probably 6 or 7 hours. So I always wait until the last minute when I'm starved to death to eat. And so it's always right before my show. And then if I eat anything cheese or dairy in it, which I rarely eat dairy except cheese, it kind of the worst thing you can have for your throat when you're doing a show, obviously. So sorry about that. I keep clearing my throat. That's why. Anyway, I don't know. Today has been sort of just a bore, not really anything going on. But I was watching TV earlier, and I saw that on The View, they replaced Elizabeth Hasselbeck, as you know. I've talked about that a few days ago, which is fine with me because I don't like her. But, with Jenny McCarthy from MTV and Playboy and, you know, all that stuff. She was dating Jim Carrey for a while, you know, the blonde, Sue Blonde. So I like her a lot. So she's going to be on there. She's really liberal. And then they're supposed to replace this person, which is going to be replacing Joy Behar as well, with Brooke Shields. So I like Shields as well. So it should be interesting to have them on the show. I watch The View almost every day of the week, every day I record it. And it's a good show. I think it's time for Barbara Walters to leave. It's a good thing this next year, last year. But she's like an ancient, she's like 84 years old and still working, going strong. And I was thinking, I wonder if I, when I'm at age, if I'm still going to be working like that. And the answer is hell no. I, you know, the honest truth is that if I didn't have to work right now, I wouldn't. I mean, if I didn't have to work, most people wouldn't work if they didn't have to. I don't think I'm different in that way. And I think most people are the same. So I think once I get to the point where I have enough money, savings, retirement, everything, that I'm just going to just stop working, because I don't know. I've always been the kind of person who's just, I just do whatever, the least amount of work possible. I just would rather play than work. You know? Even though I enjoy what I do, I love what I do, it's not even like it's work usually. I still just would rather just go be on a beach somewhere and the rest of my life and not worry about work and getting up at 8 a.m. or whatever the time may be, which is not typically my time, but you know what I mean. 9-to-5 job or whatever, which I don't have, but still, you know, you have to deal with clients all the time, and have to deal with payroll, and have to deal with taxes, and you have to deal with marketing and sales and all that kind of shit. So it becomes a headache. So I don't know. Some days you just don't want to get out of bed, and this was one of those days. Like I said, I had no interest in doing anything today. what's in the news today? So, as you know, Corey Monteith died, the actor from Glee. I talked about that a little bit yesterday. And his autopsy came out today, and it was heroin and other drugs in his system that killed him, an overdose. So unfortunately, yet another young Hollywood person has succumbed to drug abuse and addiction. Hopefully, other people will take heed from this and not actually suit. It seems like these days people are just completely, I don't know, people, you know, the thing that people don't realize is drugs today are much more potent than they were in like the 50s and 60s and 70s, you know. They're much more potent. They are typically pharmaceutical grade. And pharmaceutical drugs, like you get from, you know, pharmacy, are far more potent and they're far more powerful and they're perfectly pure. So the drugs that you're getting today are perfectly pure in their purest form, as opposed to ones before, which may have been kind of a weaker quote-unquote strain or whatever. of whatever drug it may have been. So like if you were doing, you know, cocaine or something in the 80s and today it's crack or meth or something or heroin, those drugs are far more dangerous than they were in those days. Or if you're doing pot or something, even pot today is typically, if you get it from the wrong source, is laced with something. It can be laced with formaldehyde or other things which are really bad for you and can kill your ass. So it's really stupid to even do drugs at all, but people are continuing to do them because they're addicted. So I fortunately have never had that problem, but, you know, some people do. Anyway, so as you know, this is Brain Purge, so I'm just talking about whatever's in my head. So if you want to call in, the number's 323-843-6160 to give me something to say. Otherwise, I'm going to play some more music and come back in a little bit, and we'll talk some more. I'll be right back.
Dial up my number.
Did you know that if you have an Apple iPhone, that there are certain words that the iPhone will not allow you to text? So, for example, if you're typing something and, like, you're wanting to type the word bullet, it won't let you type the word bullet. It will suggest billet or billier or whatever. Or if you want to type, if you're in, for example, if you're in danger or something and you want to type the word somebody's trying to murder me or someone's trying or is abusing me or I'm being abducted, instead of allowing you to type those out, it actually will change it to other words instead. So instead of, for example, it might suggest absurd or surfer or duct in place of abused or murder or duct. So it's not that you can't type it, but if you're like in a hurry, you have to actually, what you have to do is you have to type the word out. Like if you're going to type somebody's going to murder me, you have to type out M-U-R-D-E-R, and it changes it to something else. I can't remember what the word was, to surfer or something. And if you're somebody's trying, walking behind you trying to murder you or something, you're trying, or somebody's in your house trying to murder you, and you want to type to somebody, somebody's trying to murder me, you're going to say, somebody's trying to surfer me or something. So it really kind of puts you in danger as a user of the iPhone. If you're in danger, you need to text. Because actually, there are some places that actually take 911 calls from text messaging in some places in the country, not all. And also, if you're texting your friend or relative or something, if you need help. So it kind of puts you in danger. But I just thought it was interesting. You're back.
Kind, sweet destiny, all the things that you do.
So, you know, there are some of the germiest places in your house are not the ones you would think. So, for example, one of the most germiest places in your house is the kitchen sink. Even though it comes in contact with hot water and soap all the time, the kitchen sink is crawling with bacteria. And so there's over 100,000 more times contaminated. Kitchen sinks are typically more 100,000 times more contaminated than a bathroom sink is. So you should rub your sink, the surface of your sink, down the sides, everything once or twice a week with hot water and soap, and remove any coffee grinds or eggs or anything else you see there, because that's why they're so nasty. Second is a coffee maker. Coffee makers, you know, they are like totally disgusting. And to clean those, you need to run vinegar through them with some hot water. Stoves are really bad as well. The dirt level is one of the filthiest places in your home. Toothbrush holders, if you put your toothbrush like in a cup or something or a toothbrush holder, it's the average holder, it says, is crawling with more than 2 million cells of bacteria. And it says bamboo and wood are the worst to use because they're the hardest to clean, so don't use those, but use plastic or just wash your safe stuff. Carpets. This is why I don't have carpets, because carpets are just nasty to me. I know not everybody has the luxury of not having carpets. I mean, which is kind of funny if you think about it. Not having carpets is a luxury these days, because having hardwoods is a luxury. And I have hardwoods throughout my house.
Excuse me. Because I just think carpets are gross. Like,
you know, because if you think about carpets, they trap everything. You know, all of your, first of all of your dead skin cells, which we all shed every single day, which is what's on your shirt or dandruff or whatever, that too. And that's what comprises dust, typically, is over time our dead, sloughing off dead skin cells off of your skin, which happens naturally or whatever. Not to mention any cat hair, dog hair, pet dandruff, if you have pets, and just general allergens in the air, and everything else that traps in there. So it's really one of the most disgusting places, and it's a haven for bacteria, especially if it's ever wet or anything, or dog pees on it, or food's in there, or, you know, we drop stuff on the rug and stuff. So they say that you should clean or steam clean your carpets at least every 18 months. But I'd say just take the fuck out. Take them the fuck out. Put in some hardwoods if you can afford to, and or rent a place if you're renting a place with hardwood floors, because it keeps the allergens at bay. And I know that I breathe a lot better in places where there's just hardwood as opposed to carpet, because carpet's just gross. Okay, the next one of the 10 is a kitchen counter. Of course, it's obvious. Don't put stuff on there and eat off of it without cleaning it. Pet food dishes are really nasty. They say you should actually run it through the dishwasher or scrub it by hand with hot water, you know, at least once a week. You know, well, actually, I'd say once a day is the best, but if you can do once a week, that's probably okay. Kitchen sponges, throw them away. Don't use them. Use something else like a scrubber instead. And bathtubs and showers, of course, are the number one most disgusting place is our bathtubs and showers. They says they harbor bacteria known as Staphylococci or Staphy or whatever. I can't pronounce it, sorry. And that most of them have like really disgusting things in them. And toilets are not in the top 10 most disgusting places in your home. So that says a lot. Okay, be right back.
Thank you.
All right, so if you want to call, the number is 323-846-1160. There's this painting, actually, this artistic painting. Let's see what it's here. I was reading it earlier. Hold on. It says, this is so gross. But anyway, there are these really cool paintings that almost look like Pollocks or something, you know, Jackson Pollock paintings, that have been done by over 250,000 common houseflies, and they were created by using the regurgitation of flies. Disgusting. That's just really wrong. Gross. Anyway, bring it back. Ugh.
Warfare. Good to know it's all a game.
So we're back. You want to call the numbers 323-843-61. So David in the chat room is talking about his mom and her obstinate behavior about her medical condition. I know that it sounds like maybe cruel or unkind or whatever, but to me, it's tough love. If you're saying your mother is diabetic and she refuses to not eat donuts and eat sweets and things that are going to spike up her insulin level. Her insulin level is 500 today and 220 or whatever, and then 70. I mean, the woman is killing herself. And I understand that she is in a bad position and she's waiting for a transplant or hopefully try to get one maybe. But I think that, you know, if it were me, which it's not, but if it were me, if I knew it was killing my mother, I would get anything out of there that was. I don't give a shit if she does pay for it. If she goes, buys her own groceries, she buys a whole 12-pack or a dozen, baker's dozen, whatever, of donuts and some Twinkies and some Ho-Hos and stuff, or some chocolate cake or some pecan pie, whatever. I'm sorry, I'm taking it away and throwing it in the trash, or taking it out of the house and putting it in my own house, or whatever, or giving it away, or whatever. But so she doesn't have access to it. And every time she brings it home, I'm go back over there and take it out and do it again and again and again until she learns that she can have fresh fruit, or maybe that's what I do, take it and replace it with alternatives that are better for her, better choices for a diabetic, like fresh fruit or things that are sugar-free even. There are sugar-free alternatives that she can eat, that are made for diabetics that taste just sweeter, not sweeter than regular snacks. So there's really no reason for her to be that way. I know that she's unhappy, and I don't blame her, but it's for her health. And if she has a death wish and she wants to die, then she can continue to do that if that's what you want to let her do. But I think ultimately, you're doing the right thing if you take control of her diet in that way. I'm not saying you have to control everything she eats. I'm just saying things that are obviously wrong for her or bad for her, just say, look, you're killing yourself, and you want me to help you and take care of you? I'm taking care of you. My freedoms are curtailed because I'm taking care of you. I love you. I want to be here for you, but I am here for you, and my life is on hold while I take care of you. So if I'm going to put my life on hold, you're going to try to continue to live, and you're going to try to be healthy, and you're going to get rid of this bullshit that you're eating every day, and you're going to replace it with things that are good. And if you don't, I'm not taking care of you anymore. And I think that's fair. You're giving a part of your life for her. The least she can do is try to make it a little bit easier on you and make do the right fucking thing for her health. That's what I think. Okay, I'll be right back.
Feel it on my fingertips, hear it on
in the chat room versus talking about what I was discussing earlier. And Jewish producer asked, what did he say? Where is it? Well, of course, now I can't see it. Let me go look at the thing here. Message history. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Where is it? Okay, he asked if... He said, why aren't you just walking up to fat people at a restaurant and taking their bag of donuts? Then what's the difference? Well, I told him that the difference is they're not my parent. They're not relative. They're not someone that I am responsible for. I'm not taking care of them. So if it's someone I'm taking care of, I'm responsible for, and they ask me to take care of them, they want me to, they need me to, and they want me there, and I am taking care of them, and they are diabetic, and they are eating really bad shit like that, and they have a really high blood sugar level, then I'm going to take it upon myself, because it's no different than them taking a fucking knife to their wrist and slitting it and maybe dying eventually. So, I mean, it's really no different. So to me, the difference is it's not my business if I don't know you. None of my business what somebody else does at a Dunkin' Donuts or a Krispy Kreme or whatever, or a Sprinkles or whatever they go for their fix. If they want to order 70 donuts, that's fine. That's they're right. They're right. It's their freedom, absolutely. But if I'm taking care of you and you're a diabetic, you can very well damn guarantee that I am not going to allow you to kill yourself on my watch.
I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right.
two things. First of all, it's an interesting study that they just did, saying that the average penis size is 5.6 inches long. So if the average penis size is 5.6 inches long, I am doing really, 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 really well. That's all I have to say about that. But that's the average penis size, apparently, according to scientists who surveyed 1,661 men. And so that's really small. But anyway, I'm doing really well. Anyway, so the other thing I was going to talk about is, yeah, so David in the chat room was talking about the vitamin D thing. I never go outside. I, like, never go outside unless I'm going to a site or meet a client or something like that, or to, like, a construction site or something. Or if I'm, like, on the weekends and stuff, I'll go out and do stuff, whatever, and outside or whatever. But it's in the summer. But typically, I just indoors. I'm an indoors kind of guy, which you probably could have guessed. I'm not really much of a, you know, I like the sun. I like the outdoors. But if it's hot, I do not want to be outside. I don't like to sweat. As you probably could have guessed that, too. I'm not someone who likes sweat unless I'm working out. Even then, I don't like it. But I don't like to sweat. I don't like to be bitten by bugs. Texas is fucking hot and humid and nasty and shit. Although the past 4 days or 3 days, it's been raining nonstop, at least in Dallas. And it's been, like, really cool. It's been, like, 69 degrees high. And this is fucking July, okay? And Texas is, like, fucking hot in July. Usually it's, like, 104, 108, 109 degrees during the day in July. And it's been, like, I don't know, 70-something or upper 70s maybe, maybe 80 degrees in the past few days. It's been fucking great. But I don't usually – no, it was not a flaccid measurement. It was a – no, that was not flaccid. That's hard. That's – yeah, the average penis size hard, erect – it says the average American man's penis is 5.6 inches long when erect, a new survey of 1,661 men found by the Journal of Sexual Medicine. So, yeah, so that's small. Anyway, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm very happy. Thank you. Thank you very much. and it's funny, too. You know, what's really funny is, like, you know, when I was younger and first started dating and stuff, that was always, like, a shock to people after we went to bed or whatever, and they're always like, oh my god, you know. So anyway, that's never been a problem for me. But I've definitely dated one, maybe two guys who've had one, maybe that small, but not dated, but had sex with them or whatever, because one time's enough for that size. But anyway, but generally it's pretty small. In my book, that's pretty small. Oh, and by the way, the average penile girth was about 4.8 inches, and mine's much more than that, too. So I'm doing very good. I'm doing very good. All right, so we'll be right back after this. If you want to call in, the number is 323-43-6160, and I'm happy to talk to you. Be right back. Okay, so David in the chat room says he has a flossing disorder. Excuse me. He thinks about flossing all day. Is that weird? Yes, David, I would say that that is weird. You think about flossing all day, just like it's all you can think about is flossing, like taking a string and putting it between your teeth. Is that what you're saying? You just like to floss? And what is it you like about flossing so much exactly? I'm curious. It's that you do that. It means you have good oral health and your gums are important. And you know that actually floss is probably more important to your teeth, even more so than brushing to some degree. Because if you have healthy gums, your teeth will typically be healthy as well for the most part. It holds your teeth in. So if your gums are bleeding and gingivitis ridden or whatever, and you have diseased gums, your teeth won't stay in no matter how pretty they may look because you brush them all the time or maybe you bleach them or whatever. And it's always funny to me when I see somebody with bleached teeth, like really white teeth, white, like white as frickin' driven snow. And, you know, they say you're not supposed to have whiter teeth than the whites of your eye. That's the trick. Your teeth should not be whiter than the whites of your eye. And that makes it balanced because otherwise when you open your mouth, it's like being blinded by a fucking, you know, blizzard or something. It's funny to me. You see it a lot of times in Hollywood too, on TV and stuff. It's just like chiclet teeth, you know? And I don't know, it's like people are obsessed with teeth, and teeth are like the first thing you see in somebody typically when they smile or whatever, so they are important, I agree. But I mean, to be so obsessed with how white your teeth are is kind of weird to me. But yeah, so you're a flosser. That's good. That's good news. I would say that's a good thing, definitely. What was that? Or is it story? Hold on. What was it? I lost it. I'll find it in a minute. Okay, I'll be right back.
Of your hand makes my pulse react. That is only the thrill of boy meeting girl. I possess a track. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than.
good song. In her, love that song. I remember that album. My mother had it. Probably into the same of the album. Oh, it's the first album she made when she split up. Or split from, what's his face, Ike Turner. But anyway, good album, early 80s. I remember that she had that when I was a kid. I used to listen to it all the time, over and over and over again. Yes, I was a queen, even when I was 7. But anyway, or 6 or whatever. What was I going to say? Oh, so lately I've been feeling really dizzy. Dizzy all the time, nauseous, and weak. And this past two weeks, I don't know what is going on with me. And so I'm going to the doctor Friday. Hopefully I'm not dying or something. But I feel like something's wrong. So I went to the doctor 3 months ago and had blood work done. And as I said, he said I had a vitamin D deficiency. That was the only thing that he could find wrong with me at the time. So that's good. But other than that, it just started to feel worse. And so it's getting to the point where I can't even function every day. I'm getting really, just this week especially, I can't even function. Like right now, I just want to throw up. It's like I'm going to fucking, I'm sick. Anyway, so I don't know what's wrong with me. But if I don't come back someday, you'll know, because I died some horrible disease probably. Anyway, this next song is a song that's from 1990, I think, and it is a song that you may recognize called Sadness. So we'll be right back.
Thank you.
okay. I'm here 25 minutes left in the show. Not a thing to talk about, so I'm going to play a couple more songs probably and move on. So if you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. If you don't know what I just said, you can look it up. Be right back.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran, or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.